views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Millionaire Imprint for Women. This new radio show is about imprinting wealth for women, inspiring women of all ages to heal their karmic debts, to transcend the shame of poverty consciousness that women have lived with for centuries. It's time for women, for you, to have a new relationship with money, to radiate wealth from the inside out. We are creating a ripple effect, empowering millions of women to claim their inner wealth. Join Susan, Samantha, Momo, and Cornelia Fridays from 1 to 2 on The Cornelia Stephanie Show at Transformation Talk Radio. Are you in?
Are you in? Welcome to The Cornelia Stephanie Show. Today is the launch of The Millionaire Imprint for Women, and I am with my co-host, Susan Glavin. Welcome to the show, Susan.
Oh, thank you, everyone. And thank you for everyone listening in today and for all those who will be listening to this later on. But I would like everyone just to take a moment and really give your thanks, your love, and your gratitude to this woman, because she received this information quite a while ago, and she has kept it going. She keeps showing up. And so I just want you to mark this day in honor of Cornelia Stephanie for her commitment to us all to really bring about this huge evolutionary shift that is about to take place today, September 7th, 2018. Remember this, it's happening. And I am just so honored and grateful to know you personally and to be part of your beautiful team. You're an extraordinary, beautiful, and potent woman. And I just thank you for keeping this going and for bringing it forth for humanity. Thank you. So I just wanted to.
Thank you, Susan. That's going to make me cry. It's going to make me cry to take that in. Thank you so much. I feel that. I appreciate the acknowledgement. And thank you so much for showing up and being part of this big, big vision so that we can make this dream a reality for all of us, right?
Absolutely. Because
this movement, you know, I was really being called to bring this on. It was in February of this year when I was asked to launch the Millionaire Imprint. And at first it was just called the Millionaire Imprint. And only recently it became clear that it was the Millionaire Imprint for Women. But I just want to say right out of the gate that this isn't about women being millionaires and that it's just for women. It doesn't have anything at all to do with that. However, it has to do with balancing the scales from a spiritual place into the material world. And we as women have not had our rightful place in the world as far as when it comes to being paid our value, being paid our worth. And so that's the reason why the Millionaire Imprint for Women is called that, so that we can equal and balance the scales to give and put the money into the hands of women, which of course the women will make sure that it gets distributed all over the place, because we know that we're going to take everybody with us. And this isn't just to hoard it for ourselves, but it's really to empower all.
I love it. That's so beautiful. Yes, this is an all-inclusive program. Yes, it's for everyone. It's about having wealth, whatever wealth is for you across this planet, for every woman, man, and child. This is what this is about. So this is really huge. So again, thank you. And I'm so, yeah, the imprint, it's already imprinted, and we're going to support you in really integrating that imprint into your system. So continue on with this, let me tell you, because you're going to love this. So honey, I want to know, Cornelia, know that you're a fabulous host on a radio talk show, but I'd like to know, and I know about you, but I want other people who are listening in to know about who you are and what else do you do in the world?
Okay. Well, I want to say one more thing before I answer that question.
Okay.
I really want to let our listeners know what they can expect from this series. I want to let everybody know what they can expect. So why should they tune in for the next 12 weeks? I would really like to say that. For the next 12 weeks, every Friday from 1 to 2, there's going to be a woman on that I'm going to interview that's going to share her wealth and her wisdom around money, empowerment, financial. You're included, and you're going to be on the third Friday of every month. Momo is going to be on the fourth Friday. I'm on the first, and then Samantha's on the second. And part of what people are going to get out of this series is really being able to clear any karmic debts and clear their relationship with money during this next 12-week series. And after this series is over, I'm going to bring on the next set of people for the next 12 weeks that's going to teach us how to invest and where to put our money. Because once we've cleared everything and, you know, got really good and are in right relationship with our money, now we're going to get smart on savings and investments and where to put it and all of that. So I just really encourage you to put this on your calendar every Friday for the next 12 weeks so that you can really get this amazing wealth of wisdom that's being shared by people that have been in the trenches, that have cleared all of this energy for themselves. And of course, what we do for ourselves, we do for all. So thank you for letting me say that.
Thank you for clarifying that for everyone. Yes, it's going to be a great, and if you can't, you know, listen to us live, please, you know, listen to the replay. We've got it. It'll be everywhere. We'll have podcasts, and you can also download the app, you know, Transformational Talk Radio, and you can take us with you wherever you are. So yeah, please, because it's really going to be all of us really declaring this together that's going to make it happen much, much quicker. So thank you.
Yeah, yes. And it's a movement that's happening because, you know, here we are in the new world now. And, you know, and I know many people can really feel the energy that's out there in the collective of what's happening with the structures of our old world.
Yes.
And there's a lot of fear that's out there right now that people can really feel. And they may not feel like their inner millionaire is active or present. They may not feel wealthy because they have fear attached to what's going to happen out there. What's going to take place? What about their savings? What about their job? What about their relationship? What about, you know, all of these things? So, we're creating a movement to show you that here in the new world, in the new earth, heaven on earth, here now, wealth is in our absolute integrity. And it's in our integrity now to ground that energy in. Because we as a collective, we decide that we're still going to have money here on this planet. And money is going to be around for a long time because we've chosen to still continue on with money. So money is not going to go away. So the thing about this whole thing is to develop a healthy relationship with money, which is energy. And so to clear that old program, the old fears, the old conditioning out and develop a new healthy relationship with money. And these women that are here every Friday have done that. And there's going to be so many nuggets, so much good juice, so much good information that's where you're really going to benefit from.
Yes. So. Yeah. The energies are supporting this. The heavens are with us on this for sure. So Cornelia, Stephanie,
yes.
again, we know you're a fabulous host on the radio talk show. So tell us more about you and what you do in the world. What are you passionate about? Who are you?
Well, for the most part, I am a volunteer soul. I came here voluntarily to assist with the ascension on the planet. That's number one. That's really why I'm here. I am a philanthropist, and that's my spiritual strength. That's my spiritual source. It's my generous heart is giving. And that's really the reason why I created the Millionaire Imprint, is because I am a millionaire in creation, in deliberate creation, and I'm showing my authentic path. And so, because I want to give how I want to give. And that's the number one reason. As a spiritual philanthropist, I want to be able to have the money to give to projects that I'm passionate about. Mm-hmm. Over the last, 8 years, I developed my own universal signature healing program, wholeness certification program to teach others how to live in their wholeness. And it has to do with their spiritual, with their mental, with their emotional, and their physical bodies, because that's where all the constructs are. And so I developed this program. I champion humanity's sovereignty, the authority over one's own life as empowered creation. And I specialize in emotional processing, helping people release the old world out of their physical body so that they can move into the new. But for the most part, who I am is a self-realized being, self-actualized being. And this has been well-earned. So this has been the dark night of the soul, realizing, walking with my shadow, and at the same time, intimately with my divinity. So that's who I am. And now I help other people do the same. And that's it in a nutshell.
Beautiful. Thanks for coming on down, sweetie. Grateful to have you here, right? Thank you. So I would love to hear your story about your darkest hour when it comes to money and prosperity. And when did that occur in your life?
Well, I know this is a really good question. And because I'm such an amazing radio host, I know that we have to go to break.
You're doing awesome.
You're hosting me so well. But that's one of the reasons, would you believe, one of the reasons that I wanted to create a radio show is because I used to apply to go and be a guest on radio shows, and I would get rejected. And I said, well, I'm going to solve that problem. I'm going to have my own show, because I want to do two things. I want to share my gifts and my wisdom. And of course, I want to bring the amazing way showers on the planet that have their gifts and their wisdom to share as well, so that we can collaborate and co-create together. And so here we are. But Susan, we have to go to break. Will you take us to break?
I will, honey, and please come back. There's so much more we have to share. I have some really amazing questions to ask her. So don't miss out on this powerful day. Be a part of it with us. We'll be back in just a minute.
Nice.
Conscious Confidence Radio, a timeless wisdom with Sarah Maine. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio and join Sarah on an adventurous journey to the deeper level of meaning to move beyond today's world of constant change, confusion, and uncertainty beyond the shadow of fear. This hit show explores key concepts such as confidence, values, and attitude in a dynamic way. To learn more about Sarah and her work, visit sarahmaine.com.
Stay juicy. Tune in to Your Juicy Love with me, Una Drake, co-hosting monthly with Dr. Pat, and every second Monday at 12 p.m. on Transformation Talk Radio. My show, Your Juicy Love, helps you find the dynamic, life-affirming love you've always wanted. Transform your relationships and bring peace, joy, and juicy, juicy love to planet Earth. For more information, visit unadrake.com.
Demystifying the journey on From Here to There Radio with your host, Diane Garris. Tune in every third Wednesday, 4 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com as Diane helps you get from where you are now to the life you envision. Get ready to get unstuck and move forward. Every show features a new special segment, New Age Notes, demystifying hot, metaphysical topics of the day. For more information or to work with Diane, visit DianeGarris.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show. Stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. Engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
This is Debbie Pokornik with a moment for standing in your power. Self-control begins with noticing how different feelings present themselves in your body. When you're feeling sensitive, for example, your chin might quiver, tears might well up in your eyes, and your voice might catch in your throat. Anger, on the other hand, might appear as tension in your jaw, back, or arms, along with clenched fists, heat in the upper torso, scowling, and a strong desire to yell. The more aware you become of your body cues, the easier it will be to recognize when you're on the road to disaster. Choose the emotions that cause you problems, then start noticing and logging the body cues that come with them.
For information and to work with Debbie, visit empoweringnrg.com. That's empoweringnrg.com.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back. You're listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show. I'm with Susan Glavin, and there she is.
Hello. So just before the break, I asked Cornelia about her darkest hour around money and finances and when that was in her life. So she's about to share that with us.
So for me, that was back in 2012. And that was a really, really dark time and a very painful, painful time in my life because I was deeply being asked by my soul to let my core value, which at the time I really didn't even know that yet, but to let my core value build a strong spiritual foundation. And that is what I really needed to do first and foremost, instead of focusing on money, instead of focusing on chasing money, instead of focusing on my career, my soul really wanted to build a strong spiritual foundation, because that's what I was missing when I was out in the hamster wheel in the old world, when I was chasing the dream of living beyond my means and having a house payment that was way over the top of my head, and working at a job that was sucking the life force out of me, and that whole thing. And then when I found myself in 2012, when I really began my spiritual journey in earnest, hence self-realization, on the path towards self-realization, it was very painful for my ego, because my ego wanted to still keep the comforts that I was used to. I still wanted to go get my nails done. I still wanted to go get my hair done. I still wanted to go buy clothes and do all of these things. But on a spiritual level, really letting go of all of the things that didn't really hold value and meaning to me anymore, I had to allow myself to go to the depth of the shame of poverty, so that I can really look and feel what it feels like and discover what it feels like to transcend that energy. for myself, and of course, on a collective level as well, so I can really understand it. Because how can I help somebody if I can't understand it myself, right? So that was really a very dark time, because how was I going to continue? Because my business as an entrepreneur, my business was spirituality. So spirituality and personal development, life coaching. So, and then on top of it, not being paid my value, not being paid my worth. Mm. So my low self-worth, low self-esteem directly tied into me being a woman, not being able to have my ideas funded or have the money that I needed in order to be able to do what it is that I'm doing. That was a very, very dark time. And my ego continuously screaming in my ear about what about me, what about me, what about me? While at the same time, I'm just keeping my rice bowl simple and stupid, and just it's kind of like living in an ashram where you're basically just focusing on the light every single day and doing your spiritual work without having to go and chase after money. That was the big thing. And so that was the collective work that I did for myself. And it's how I understood the shame and the power around money. And that is when I wrote my ebook. And my ebook, Feeling Your Way into Wholeness. And I discovered, how do I feel about money? What are my core conditions and my beliefs around money? What was the shame? What was my upbringing about around money? What was the conditioning from my past? And I wrote my ebook, and I'm going to make that available to everybody that's on the call today free. Just email me at radio@corneliastephanie.com and put in the subject line, ebook, and I will be happy to email that to you so that you can take yourself through the process, and you can use this process with anything, not just money, but with anything that you're in relationship with your body, with your diet, with your money, whatever you have a relationship with, you can use this process so you can undo some of the old conditioning and feel your way back into wholeness and feel really good about money, because a lot of people don't feel good about money. They have a push-pull relationship with money. They hate it, and they don't have a good relationship when they're constantly focusing on running out, not having enough. So that's one part that I want to talk about here with the money piece. And then one of my clients, just I'll give you an example, just recently, she was sharing this with me. Actually, this is an email that she wrote to me, and this is what she said. She said, my father took my mom's house from her, and her car got repossessed when she was pregnant with me. Her first husband had left her enough money to pay off her house, and she bought a new car and had extra money left over for a cushion. When she married my dad, he made her sell the house. He used the money for himself, buying a truck for himself. He would leave her for days or weeks at a time with no money, no food, and no resources. 1 month before I was born, she was foodless and moneyless and had to borrow money from my older sister to be able to survive. All of that energy being absorbed by me in utero. Wow. So many of us, and I bet you can relate to this, of our conditioning in the past have had to overcome stories like this where we didn't have a strong foundation of parents of a masculine and feminine that was teaching us about money, educating us about money, and that was a positive role model on what to do about money. Because this person that I was coaching right here, she could not figure out why is it that she can't make her business a success, and she was being so hard on herself when I was trying to show her that her conditioning from the past, the masculine energy and feminine energy, wounded, didn't have a positive role model, and not to be so hard on herself. And so I just want to let this, all the listeners today, know that if you're finding yourself in that situation, the first step is to offer yourself compassion. Yeah. Another thing I want to say is another person that I was recently also speaking with, a client was telling me, she says, oh my gosh, she goes, thank you so much for the work that you're doing. You know, we need more powerful women like you in the world, because she goes, I would know what I would do without my hubby. She says, my hubby, he helps me so much. He helps me, and I wouldn't be able to do my business at all if he wasn't supporting me. She goes, I talk to a lot of women like you that don't have the support that they need, and they don't have the money that it is that they need in order to get their businesses off the ground, and they don't have the support. She goes, I wouldn't know what I would do without my hubby. And there's many of us that don't have a hubby or that don't have the person to support us, but we're entrepreneurs. We have big visions. We have big dreams. And I want to let you all know out there that you're absolutely 100% supported, and that if you're listening to this call right here, that there's resources available for you, and that we are working for the common good and for the common goal. And that is for all people, men, women, and children, to experience the wealth and the abundance on a spiritual level, on a material level, so that we can all thrive, because that is our integrity, and that is where we're going in the new earth.
That is the new earth. Woo! Now, there's an activation for you, honey. Everybody breathe that in. That was absolutely beautiful. Thank you. Thank you for that declaration, Cornelia. Woo! Love it. I'm breathing it all in. Thank you, sister. So, you know, you talk about being financially literate, and we've got about 2 minutes, sweetie. So if you can do it in two, that would be great. If not, we'll continue on after the break. So go ahead and share with us. What does it mean to you to be financially literate? What does that mean?
That means literally looking at your finances, looking at everything that you have going in your life. Are you a saver? Do you save money? Do you live from paycheck to paycheck? Are you in debt? Are you out of integrity? Looking at everything. I mean, really looking at everything, so that you can empower yourself. Here's the situation: not with judgment, not with criticism, not with blame or pointing fingers like you have behavioral issues or anything like that, but with a fierce compassion to look at what your financial situation is, where you are now, and where it is that you want to go. That's really about becoming, do you have a relationship with money? Are you in a push-pull, a love-hate relationship with money? Where is it that you are? And that really is about becoming financially literate. Do you have a budget? Do you have a savings account? What's your MO? Are you in debt? You know, like one of my clients that I'm coaching, she says, I don't like to look at my debt. I don't like to look at my financial situation because it's depressing. Well, that may be the case, but unless you really look at where you are, you can't change something that you don't acknowledge. And so becoming financially literate is really about looking at everything, diving to the bottom of the ocean and turning everything over and bringing it all up to the surface so that you can look at where it is that you are. And then you can make a decision on where it is that you want to go. But to turn all the cards over.
Turn them over. Shake it up a little bit. Beautiful. That's a wonderful way to get started. And thank you. And we'll be right back. We've got some more wonderful questions to ask. We have a beautiful activation. At least we're going to ask her for one, if she would please give us one on this most auspicious, beautiful day. So we'll be right back. Hang in there.
Are you ready to stop stress, anxiety, and low self-esteem from running your life? Join award-winning author Dr. Friedemann Schaub for Empowerment Radio and learn breakthrough solutions to switch out of survival mode and approach every day with great ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in the first and third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific to Empowerment Radio with host Dr. Friedemann Schaub on Transformation Talk Radio. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com to learn more.
Tune in to Knowledge Book Radio with host Marge Potasik each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Through many experiences, Marge was led to the Knowledge Book, a gift to humanity in its transition to the Golden Age, and it provided the truth and the answers. She now shares information from the Knowledge Book with you each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net.
High-frequency healing for an amazing life with Source Light Radio. Join host Laura Barton each month on Transformation Talk Radio as she explores Source Light integration, a unique spectrum of energy, light, and frequency. Experience instantaneous healing and amazing shifts in consciousness with Source Light Integrations Radio. For more information on Laura and her work, visit SourceLightIntegrations.com.
Hi, I'm Barbara Scheidegger, clinical hypnotherapist and founder of Swiss Hypnotherapy. My goal is to help you to reach your goal. And this is a tip with purpose. Everybody wants it and nobody has enough of it. But it comes to a point that you have to tell yourself, I can get more. I want more. I deserve more. I'm talking about money. More money, more money, more money. That's what people want. But what has to be done? Your thoughts have to change. That you can allow yourself to tell yourself, I have money and I want more money. How much money? What is it? Put it out there. Write it down. What would you do with more money? How would you feel to have more money? I hope this tip helps you going through the day today. You can reach me at 323-999-4775 or at my website at SwissHypnotherapy.com.
Join Jennifer Noelle Taylor on the hit show Quantum Touch Radio, supercharging your life on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You'll take a quantum journey as we reveal powerful yet simple steps to create more abundance, better health, emotional and mental vibrancy, and happier relationships using universal quantum touch principles. For more information, visit JenniferNoelleTaylor.com.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, and today is the launch of the Millionaire Imprint for Women. So welcome back. And we left, and Cornelia gave us a beautiful piece about really being curious about your finances, you know, without, you know, the shame about them, but to really start looking at your finances so that you can have some mastery around this in your life. And so I would like to have her continue on sharing with us about how can we get out of our money messes. So, honey, we'd love to hear that from you. How did you do it?
Well, again, it's really getting really honest where you are and not being afraid to look at it, because a lot of people, you know, they're holding themselves in judgment, and it's like they think by not looking at it that it's going to go away or they're not seeing it. But in truth, it's a program that's running, because it's energy that's leaking and it's constantly there, because you know that there's something happening there and you don't feel good about it. What you want to do is you want to look at it. You want to know what is there and what you're going to do about it. And you want to be in this present now moment. You want to feel so good about money, because money is energy. And whether you have a dollar in the bank, or whether you have $50 in the bank, or whether you have no money in the bank and you have a lot of debt, you want to feel good about the steps that you're taking right now, about looking at how you are with money, because it does take responsibility. It does take courage. It does take discipline. And it does take a commitment to shift that reality, to not continue on doing what we've been conditioned to do. And that is to be irresponsible with money and all the stories that we have attached to it, but to really make a decision and make a commitment on your end to go, I'm changing this for myself, because I can, I must, and I have all the power and the resources I need, and they're there for you.
Oh, that's so encouraging for people. And sometimes it's fun to buddy up with people. If you have someone that you can buddy up with and you guys can start doing this together, like listening together or listening to the podcast together after, so you can team up and support each other in this. Because sometimes you get a little overwhelmed when you start to take a look at your money situation. But if you've got someone to team up with and you can start supporting each other and how you're going to seal up what I call these energy leaks around money, right? And doing it together, it's so great. So we're all in this together.
Yeah.
That's the best thing about this whole movement, is we're doing this together. We got you.
Yeah, exactly. And you know how we always teach what it is that we need to learn.
Yeah.
So we teach what it is we need to learn, because that's when we really become really good at what it is that we're learning. So that's part of the reason why I became a coach, is to teach my spiritual wisdom, my spiritual knowledge to other people that are ready to awaken to their spiritual knowledge, their gifts, the gifts of their divinity, and discover what's true for them. Because truly, you know, nobody really can deem yourself worthy or tell you about abundance unless you yourself deem yourself worthy and know what abundance truly means for you. Because again, we can sit here and tell you all day long, and then it's just an inspiration and an idea that's out there in the field that certainly you can feel. But unless in this moment, when you're sitting with yourself and maybe your children or your husband, you're sitting at the table, you're sitting with yourself, unless you feel the abundance that you really truly are, after having cleared all of that old energy out of your physicality, and you know that there's infinite abundance, infinite wealth available to you, and that all you need to do is really trust yourself that you're going to make the right choices and the right decisions, and that you always have, and that you always have been provided for, and that you always will be, and that it's just going to multiply and multiply, multiply and multiply. And being courageous to look at where you are with money, how you treat money, how you talk to money, how you relate to yourself, that's the first step.
I think that's beautiful. And I think that there are many people who have walked the razor's edge, as we've talked about, who have done a lot of the work. So we're bringing this forth for you now, so it doesn't have to be as big of a struggle, as big of a challenge. So allow us, the ones that have walked before you, to come back and share with you how we did it and to support you in this journey. Like I said, we've got your back. We're with you. You know, let's do this together. So thank you for that. So Cornelia, what is your biggest desire around this? Do you have this like amazing vision about what this is for people?
I do. My biggest desire for this movement, whether you decide to become a millionaire or not, that part doesn't matter. But my biggest desire for this movement is that you feel the absolute abundance and the infinite wealth that is here on this planet for all of us. It's just that the money and the energy hasn't been distributed the way that it should be, because there is tons and tons and tons of money all over this planet, and it's just, it hasn't been distributed the way that it should. And my deepest desire is for all people to feel wealthy, for all people to feel comforted, for all people to have what it is that they need in order to get their ideas funded, in order to get their entrepreneur businesses off the ground, in order for them to have what it is that they need in order to live in freedom. That's my deepest desire, for all people to feel wealthy, not just us here on this call, but like the people in Bali or the people in Africa or the people in wherever the energy is not, even this consciousness that you and I are talking about right here. There's people around the planet that don't even have this level of consciousness yet. And so it's part of the reason why I am creating this, is so that I can generously give $40-50 million away to projects that I'm passionate about. I'll give you an example. You know the founder of Craigslist? I think his name is Gary Newman. Anyway, he lives in San Francisco, and just recently I read an article about him. who, you know, he started Craigslist, an online, you know, the online publication at Craigslist. And he said, it was a foggy San Francisco morning. And he says that life is just so amazingly, at 65 years old today, life is just so amazingly surreal that he is finally able to put his money where his mouth is and generously give $40 million to organizations that he's passionate about. And I look at that and I go, me too. Yes. Millionaire me too. And that is one of the reasons why I created the Millionaire Imprint and even used the tagline, hashtag Millionaire Me Too, because this is what we're capable of. It's not just one person, but to not have any shame around, hey, I want to be a millionaire and I want to do this. And here's the reason why, because when we know our why, what I love giving, I love to give. You know, I give my time, I give my money, I give my resources, and I love it. And I want all people to feel that. I want all people to have access to those resources. Because really, you know what? That's our greatest resource, each other. Oh. We are our greatest resource. And we have our beautiful planet, Mother Earth, that is fully abundant and thriving, that we're here now to take care of in a much greater way than we have in the past. And women, they have ideas. They have solutions. They have ideas that need to be funded. And I want the wealth in order to be able to fund those ideas. That's what I'm
saying. Oh, that's so beautiful, because I'm right in alignment with you on that. Mine is like wealthy women on purpose. And it's truly about having a fulfilled life. Yes, it's not about the stuff. It's about the fulfillment that we get from giving and supporting this beautiful transformation that's happening on the planet for one and all. So, my dear, I'm going to ask you if you will do a beautiful money activation for us. Do you have time to do that? Do you feel like, of course, you feel like it. The energy is vibrating off of you. Of course, we would love to receive that from you.
I would love to do that. But first, I want to say one more thing.
Yes.
You know, I would perfectly be so content with just going to a monastery and living there. And I'm good. I'm really good, because I know how to live very simple. I like a simple life. Totally like a simple life. And I would be just so fine with doing that. But I came here to do large things. And so it's going to require millions of dollars in order. And I am showing my authentic path of deliberate creation of it. And I created a structure in my reality now that I laid out this year, a financial structure. And I coach other people with the same thing on how to stream that kind of money. Because you can save up for to be a millionaire. There's many ways to do it. And I created a structure for myself. And so for the next few years, that's my plan. So watch me achieve this, because, you know, you may get a check from me in the mail that's going to say, to your organization.
Right. Guess what? I love it. Perfect.
So right now, I mean, let's just, you know, I want you to like look at somebody like Oprah Winfrey. You know, she is just the epitome of generosity and role model of what it's like when you have so much money that it's really able to assist you to do the things that you love doing. So, you know, visualize, you know, Oprah and visualize yourself and see this.
You're going to have to hold that thought, sweetie, for just a minute, and we'll be right back. Everybody, do not go now. You've got to come back and get this beautiful piece that she's giving us. Thank you. We'll be right back.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
What is holding you back from living the life you are meant to live? Why is it vital to believe in something bigger than yourself?
Are you in physical or emotional pain? Tune in monthly to Vibrant Purposeful Living. Awaken the vibrant life within you with Lou Paradise and Dr. Pat on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Lou's passion is to help everyone experience positive solutions for life. Find out more about Lou with Vibrant Purposeful Living at LouParadise.com.
Love Living Radio Ignite Your Whole Being with Emily Perkins is a show for those looking to explore the sparkling magnificence of their inner selves. Tune in every second and fourth Wednesday at 4 p.m. Pacific as Emily sheds a radiant light of love on the beauty and power that resides within you, discussing love in all its forms through conversations that provoke awareness, curiosity, and expansion. Emily shares the unlimited power of love. For more information or to listen to this show, visit lovelivingholistics.com.
Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as we, Jason and Patricia, discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information about Living Lighter, visit www.livinglighter.org.
Miss any shows during the week? We've got you covered. Yahoo! With the free Transformation Talk Radio app, you'll have access to all of the past week's shows in the palm of your hand. Yes! Tune in to Transformation Talk Radio anywhere you go with our free app for any of your devices. Check out our app in the App Store and Google Play Store today.
Hi, this is Laura Richer, host of On the Verge Radio. Sometimes you hear encouraging messages like transform your life now, become empowered, create the life you crave, and it all seems overwhelming and you're not sure where to start. I'm here to tell you that self-improvement is not always fun and easy, but it is always worth it. The path to creating positive changes begins with releasing the things that have been holding you back. Then you can create a life that inspires you. I know this because I've done it. You can find out more about what I do by visiting my website, SeattleHealingHypnosis.com. I look forward to supporting you on your journey.
Welcome back, everybody. You are listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, and we are so excited to have this powerhouse on the show today. We are launching the Millionaire Imprint for Women and anyone else who wants to play along. So we just left, and she was doing this beautiful clearing for us. So Cornelia, please take us the rest of the way.
Okay, so before the break, I like to use Oprah, mainly because I can identify with Oprah because she also came from a place of poverty, and she began somewhere, and she worked her way into this amazing success. And so she's a role model that I look to. So I'm using Oprah, but feel free to use anybody in your life that you admire and that you look up to. And so just close your eyes for a moment now and bring that person into your visualization. Bring that person into your presence, whoever that person is. It's Oprah, or it's somebody that you admire, that somebody that you acknowledge, that it shows you, that's a wonderful role model. And partly they're role models so that you can also see that you can experience and achieve whatever it is that you want to achieve, and you see in them something that's possible for you, because it's a program, it's a template, it's an opportunity. And so see that person in front of you and open your arms wide and watch them open their arms wide. And now the two of you come together and join and merge and hug and dance as you're merging. And as this is taking place, all the struggle, release all the struggle, all the hardship, all the pain, all the shame, all the suffering, all the places where you're running so hard, pushing yourself to try to keep one step ahead of the game. and release all the shame, release the struggle, release the not good enough, release all of these things that are weighing you down. And once and for all, let it all go. And as I'm talking like this, do that inner yes, 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 yes to what it is that I'm saying. If you resonate with that, allow this new activation, this prosperity, this wealth consciousness to fully envelop you, and know that it's in your heart. And our heart is our new root. This is the place from where we're rooted, because we're living in our heart. We're making choices from our heart. And in our heart, that's the place where we feel safe. And so it is.
Wow. That is so yummy, beautiful. And you know who came? Maria Schreiber.
Oh.
Yeah, I was like, Maria, hello. I was like, well, hi, sweetheart. And I just love her. I love who she is in the world. You know, and she walked the razor's edge. She's definitely had some big challenges in her life. And wow, and I just admire her. And it was just funny. I hadn't even thought about her.
So she just popped in. So that's wonderful. So and it would be great now to add, you know, great to get a picture of her and put her on your vision board.
And it would go. You and me, Maria, we were having a good time. She looked at me, she goes, are you ready for this? I'm like, I am ready for this. Let's do it. It's like, come on, sister, get the sisterhood, let's go. So, my dear, we know you have been through many challenges, which you have absolutely received all the gifts from all of them. And you have created some beautiful practical tools to support people. And actually, you know, having the financial wealth and having the monetary value, having the material things, and most importantly, as you said when you started this, the spiritual piece clearly grounded and standing on that beautiful structure. So what are some of these beautiful practical tools that you've developed that you can share with us today to support people?
Well, right now, what I'm doing for the Millionaire Imprint, I'm doing this very special thing, and it's called A Year of Transformation, and it's called Wealthy Roots. Wealthy Roots. It's a year membership program, and it's ridiculously low priced because I want to make it available for people, but I don't know how long I'm going to keep it at this, because I'm going to do this simply for the Millionaire Imprint during this time. And it's $33 a month. And what you're going to do, what you're going to get, is you're going to get two sessions, two empowerment sessions that are going to be with me twice a month on Zoom. And if you go to CorneliaStephanie.com and you're going to look at my homepage there, there's a box that says Wealthy Roots. You want to click on that box and it tells you about this program that I have. So, and what the weekly, bi-weekly, Thursday evenings. It's the second Thursday. It's the second Thursday and the second and fourth Thursday. Every month at 6 p.m. So you're going to be able to sit with me one-on-one, and it's going to be group energy, and we're so much more powerful as a group than we are alone. Right. And the first Thursday when we're going to do the session, it's going to be all of the new energies and activations that are happening for the planet right now. It's going to be that. And then the second one is always going to be a money clearing. And I'm keeping it at $33 a month or $396 a year. And that's a ridiculous low price, because one session with me for an hour session is $244. So I'm opening up this Wealthy Roots Women's Circle for every woman that wants to jump on board right now and get in on this, so that you can blueprint your new reality in a way that is coming from wealth, that's coming from health, that's coming from spiritual mastery, and self-realization. And this is on the leading edge of co-creation together. In addition, what you're going to receive, because of my spiritual work that I've done, I've created an online program that is a course that's heaven on earth. What is faith? Embody faith, embody self-love, the power of emotion. These are all courses that you will have access to in addition to these bi-weekly Zoom calls. And it's all in my online school of divine empowerment. So co-creating heaven on earth, I've been working on this actively with a tribe for the last 3 years. And all these courses are in my online school that you will have 100% access to.
Oh, wow. What a beautiful gift. I'm telling you, because to be with this woman twice a month, and I love that you've created this beautiful support system, not only with the weekly calls, but to have this for people to really go deeply into it. For those people who are like, ready, yeah, let's jump in, let's do this, let's get the job done. This is incredible. So I highly recommend that you take a look at that and go to her website and get this handled.
I wanted to say there's a free gift. I can't remember where I wrote it, but there's a free gift for somebody it's the 25th email. I'm offering this for free. For the 25th email that I receive that emails me, we'll get this gift, a free one-year membership. The 25th email at radio@corneliastephanie.com.
Get those emails in. Oh, what a beautiful gift. And what a wonderful way to give back. Always, yes, always giving back. Always opening the door for that. My love, this has been epic. This is so amazing what's happened here today. This is rippling out across the planet and into the universe, as I know. Is there anything else you'd like to say before we say goodbye for now?
Everyone, claim your wealth, claim your wealthy roots, and say yes to this movement and come and join us.
Yay. Thank you.
Thank you for listening. Thank you.
Thanks so much for being part of Creating Wealth for All Women. Every Friday, you benefit from the experience of women who share their financial wisdom. This movement is not about accumulating wealth. It's about being paid doing what we love, being able to invest in the things women are passionate about. Our new collective story is women are powerful with money. Becoming financially literate is the key to your empowerment and financial freedom. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.